Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we're going to begin to talk about the soon return of Jesus to this earth. We're going to work on it for a few weeks here. I think it's needful. Conditions in this world and in our own country are deteriorating. I mean, there's just crazy stuff out there. I don't even have to list stuff. You all know what I mean. There's violence and crime like never before, mass shootings, threats from ISIS and a nuclear Iran, economic challenges. I mean, one of the major radio stations here in town has a guy who he runs a commercial regularly predicting a coming economic collapse. People are talking about a climate change and the destruction that that's going to bring, so on and so forth. Anxiety and fear abounds, even amongst Christians. Everybody's anxiety level is going up. And with the political scene in our own country and all the chaos connected with that, it's just a very challenging time. Well, add to that, much of what is being presented in Christian circles regarding Jesus' return and events immediately preceding it is actually feeding fear and confusion among believers. And that's where my heart is for believers who are struggling because of misinformation in our own camp, if I can say it that way. And I just see a real need to address people's fears as well as to provide a biblical balance to what's being said about the soon return of Jesus, particularly on Christian TV. Now, if you're not a big Christian TV watcher, some of the points that I make may not mean much to you because you haven't given it any thought, but I'm running into more and more people, Christians, who are being influenced by stuff they're hearing on TV. My aim is not to be at odds with prominent preachers in the body of Christ. My goal is to help those who consider Riches in Christ ministry, our ministry, Riches in Christ Ministries, a food source. And there are a lot of people who consider this a main food source. And my heart goes out to you. I feel a sense of responsibility, to help those of you who consider Riches in Christ a food source to be able to assess what's being preached in terms of what the Bible says. Because there's conflicting information coming from a lot of different sources. If Jesus is your Lord and Savior, and you hear a teaching about his return and the second coming that makes you afraid, then you're not getting good teaching. It's very simple. If you're a Christian and you're afraid about what's ahead, then you're not getting good teaching. Jesus made that clear 2,000 years ago. Several days before he went to the cross, he listed a number of signs that would indicate his return is very near. And we'll discuss some of it. We'll be on this series for several weeks here. I'm just sort of setting the stage today and this week. But Jesus said some of the signs that will indicate his return is near will actually produce fear and terror in men's hearts. Now, I'm in Luke chapter 21. Let me just read verse 26. It says, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. A lot in that we're not going to address right now. But the Amplified right there says, men swooning away or expiring with fear and dread and apprehension. People will be so afraid of what they see happening on the earth that they'll literally drop dead. But he goes right on and tells his followers, don't be afraid. Most of chapter 21 here is a listing of signs that he gave that will indicate his return. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but let me just pick out a few verses. This is verse 9. It says, but when you shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified. He says, don't be terrified. Fear not. The Amplified there says, don't become alarmed and panic-stricken and terrified. As he's listing horrific signs that will precede his second coming, he says they'll be serious enough that it's going to scare people to death, literally, but he tells his followers, don't be terrified. Well, how is that possible? In fact, let me read verse 28. Jesus said to his followers, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh. He tells his followers, don't be afraid, and look up and lift up your heads. That idea there, let me reread it. And when these things come to pass, then look up, lift up your heads. That phrase, lift up your heads, in the Greek, according to Vine's Dictionary of New Testament Words, it literally means to lift oneself up, being elated in joyous expectation. In other words, in the face of horrific circumstances, Jesus says, don't be afraid, fear not, be not terrified, and be elated in joyous expectation. Now, everybody's going to see the same things, yet some will be terrified to the point of dropping dead, while others will be elated in joyous expectation. How is that possible? Well, first off, it's not what you see, it's how you see what you see. Everybody's going to see the same thing, but it's going to have entirely different effects on people. So it can't be the thing they see itself. It's not what you see, it's how you see what you see. If you can learn to look at what's happening in the world today and what is going to continue to happen, only it'll get worse until Jesus comes, if you learn how to look at it, or how to look at it in terms of what the Bible says, instead of being terrified, you can be excited because your redemption draws nigh, because the plan of redemption is about to be completed. Now, the Apostle Paul, who was personally taught the message he preached by Jesus Christ himself, said that in the days just prior to the Lord's return, perilous times will come upon the earth. This is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. It says, know this, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Perilous there, that word means fierce. Fierce times will come upon the earth. And then in verse 13, he makes the statement, evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Paul says, fierce times are coming on the earth. I'm not going to read it right now. We will in a later lesson. But for the next five verses, he describes the behavior of people at this particular time. Perilous times shall come upon the earth. Know this also, that in the last days, that's a reference to the time just before the return of Jesus, that in the last days perilous times shall come, fierce times. And then he lists the behavior of people. Because of the behavior of people, the times will be fierce. And then in verse 13, he says they'll get worse and worse. But he goes on to say, to exhort believers to continue in the word of God. Verse 13, evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Whole can of worms for another day. But listen to this. But you continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, which is through faith in Christ Jesus. I'm going to stop reading right there. But in the face of this pretty serious news that right before the return of Jesus, times will be perilous or fierce because of the behavior of people, he says to believers, you continue in God's word, because his word educates you, makes you wise unto the salvation that is available to us in Jesus. The Bible gives us the light we need to navigate through this unique period of history. It will help us know how to look at what we're seeing around us. Just like there was a generation that saw the first coming of Jesus 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem and saw the events connected with that. That was a unique time, and it brought a unique set of challenges. Well, there's going to be a generation of people that see the second coming of Jesus, the return of Jesus to this earth, and that time will also be unique with a specific set of circumstances. But the Word of God gives us light to help us navigate through these times. It will help us know how to look at what we're seeing around us. It's not what we see, it's how we see what we see. Now, when Jesus told us to be elated in joyous expectation in the face of the chaos coming on this world, he had just given his listeners a list of some catastrophic events that will occur prior to his return. In the face of difficult cataclysmic events, he says, look up, be elated in joyous expectation because your redemption draws nigh. Now, when Jesus made these statements, what got him talking that day was a response to a question, or several questions actually, asked him by his disciples. They had just come out of the temple in Jerusalem, and one of them noted the magnificence of the place. Well, Jesus responded to their statement by saying that the temple and its associated buildings were going to be destroyed. I don't have time to read it today, but we'll start off here tomorrow. Let me just summarize and get us to a good stopping point. The disciples say, isn't the temple awesome? And Jesus says, it's going to be destroyed. Well, they walked out to the Mount of Olives just outside of the city of Jerusalem, and Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked Jesus, when will this happen, and what will be the signs of your coming and of the end of this age? Although Jesus had just made a terrifying statement that the heart of their religious and social life, the temple, the seat of their national identity, the temple, was going to be destroyed, none of them were upset. They just wanted to know when it would happen and what signs would precede it. In other words, they were able to respond to this information without getting panic-stricken. That's because they knew from the Old Testament how to look at things. That's what we're going to work on. Amen.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619. 19.